Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has much to say to us. He loves us. This is a day that we're going to see great miracles happen, because the closer we get to the Lord's return, the more desperate the kingdom of darkness becomes. And the kingdom of darkness has always been desperate. But the Lord is reaching people who can be sincere, who Jesus prayed for not only his disciples, but those that would hear him and those that would hear them. So he prayed for his disciples and all those who would hear his disciples. So this means every person in the generations that would have ears to hear. Now, many people who are raptured, they are, they love God, and the Lord's moving them out of harm's way. But there will be people who are saved after that. In every stage of life, God's gonna, in every stage of time, God's gonna have witnesses to what happened. See, some people get saved later on. They didn't get saved and missed and they were to be included in the rapture. Some people, they got saved, but they went back to the world like Demas did. They lost their first love and went backwards. The Lord had to leave them, and they're like the five foolish virgins. The Lord caught them off guard, because when he addressed his people, he said that he would do that. He would catch people off guard that's not sincere. But then there will be people who are sincere in every stage of the tribulation. People will get saved at different times of it. And some people won't even take the mark. The angels are going to fly through the air and warn people not to take the mark of the Antichrist. So when we, God's going to end up having people in the millennial reign that got saved in every situation, and they're going to tell their stories. One thing about it, you're going to get to tell your story, what happened to you. A lot of times, there are people in every local church that have some of the most amazing stories, and most people don't know it. And you wouldn't know it unless you know the person and they're comfortable enough to tell you things that have happened, good and bad, and how the Lord delivered them. Everybody has their own story. All the stories are interesting. So when you follow God, you know, God, he thinks of everything. He's going to have a reference for every age of time, everywhere, every age. People have stories. The enemy tried this. The enemy tried that. But the Lord did this. The Lord guided me to do this when I didn't know what to do. You're going to hear testimonials of a reference for everything that God is doing. And there's a strong reason for it. So the way to overcome properly and to do the greater things in life, give God your attention. Do what he say do. Stay focused. Don't lose focus like King Saul did. Don't start looking at the people. Don't start looking at the finances. Don't look at anything. Don't look at the disaster. Don't look at the blessings. Look at him. Enjoy the blessings. Do good with what you have to work with, but by all means, pay close attention to what God is doing. What is he saying to you? It's not normal for a person to be a Christian and not hear from God. That's not supposed to be that. When you have a thriving, Jesus died so you can have a thriving relationship with God. And we all need to be addressing what God is saying. We all need to be talking to him and listening to him and expecting him to answer us. Cold religion defies God. We should never listen to cold religion. But Jesus Christ came to give us a strong relationship. Relationship is what we need. Relationship is how we grow. Relationship is what we do. And that's what Jesus died for. Not only to save us from our sins, he got rid of that problem, but he joined our hands to Father God. He grabbed us by the hand and grabbed God by the hand. We have a relationship through Christ, through the blood of Jesus, through the broken body of Jesus, through the mind and the spirit of Jesus. We have a relationship with God. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth. And then to do his work, we have the Holy Spirit upon us. And we have access to having the Holy Spirit upon us so that we can do the greater works of God. See, the fight is not ours. We have to fight his way. We have to learn to use our authority and go forward doing good. And when we do so, then God can move in our lives. And he wants to. He has so much to help us with. He will help you do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Because God loves us. And he has great things in store for us. And the Lord's not angry. He loves us. He cares about every part of our lives. And he wants us to know who he is, what he's capable of doing. And I want people to know what God can do. And people need to see change in the people of God. You know, I talk a lot about how God blessed me and how God does this and how God does that. I'm boasting about what God can do in order to inspire people. But people need to see everything that God is doing in people's lives. They need to see change. You may not be perfect, but they need to see you grow from glory to glory. They need to begin to see perfection. And don't be afraid of perfection. It's not hard. If you fill your heart with the love of God, it's easy. It's easy to walk in his light. It's easier to study 1 Peter and save a marriage than to go through the hell of divorce. And people rearranging their lives, confusing their children. Don't give Satan something to work with. You have to think beyond yourself. But see, the problem starts when people don't seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the last thing people do in many cases. They do everything but seek first the kingdom of God. And then they foolishly say, well, I tried going to church. I tried that. They don't listen. And it's revealed that they don't listen. Everybody around them know they don't listen. Because they prove they don't listen. And this, you know, there are so many challenges in this life. If you make it alive, you did good. But the Lord will help you. It's not hard. It's easy to follow God. It's easy to do things God's way. It's easy to triumph. I'm going to tell you what's hard. It's hard living your life ignoring God. Because I watch people do it all the time. They have a hard time. They make life hard for themselves. Unnecessarily so. Because they don't listen. One day you're just going to have to wake up and say, hey, I'm going to do this. And I'm not going to let anything stop. Now you're going to learn something. When you receive God's word and you determine that you're not going to let anything stop you, and you're not going to compromise with folk, now you're going to learn who God is. I made the same kind of commitments and decisions. I said, I'm going to learn this. When I didn't know what to do, I just confessed that I knew what to do because I knew that the Lord would teach me and show me things. And I said, I'm going to learn this. And I felt better right from that moment. I felt the peace of God. I found my peace. When I say find your peace, go back and get in line with what God is doing. Get in full cooperation, and you'll always find your peace. You're not supposed to be without it. But when people do it the worldly way, they don't find their peace. See, peace is fellowship. You're linked to the holiness of God. 1 First, the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. If peace is fellowship, that's who you're linked to. And all you have to do is find it. When you lose it, when you walked out of it, go back and find it. Deciding to obey God, that's where you're going to find it. That's where you're going to always find it. When you find your peace, go back and find it. Now you can follow God. Follow through with what he said. If you remember what he said, when you start doing it, you'll find your peace. And your faith overcomes the world. Peace keeps you connected to faith, and so does patience. Some things that you believe in God for takes time to manifest. Some things are time related. And I'm not saying that God's just waiting to bless you and things like that. People teach all kind of things against God. And I say against God because it's not true. Faith requires sowing. A lot of preachers say faith requires sowing money to the church. Well, that won't solve all your problems. Faith requires acting on the love of God. The way you treat people daily, the way you respond to people, the way you operate. You're sowing your life, your time. Faith requires obedience, which is sowing. And money is, first of all, you have to earn the money. You can't steal it and expect God to bless that. You have to earn it. Work is under God. You have to sow. Then you can give God something, and he's involved in your finances. Well, what about your life? What if a person just give God finances and ignore him and don't do the other things that he's guiding you to do? You don't spend time with your children, training them in the way that they should go. A lot of parents are not sowing in their children's heritage. They're not sowing into their children's lives. They're not teaching them and training them the things they're learning from God because they're not learning from God. And sometimes they learn from God and still don't train their children. They allow their children to be ignorant, unknowledgeable, and foolish. But wise parents, they say, hey, let's study the Proverbs together. Today we're going to study what Jesus said. The Word of God is so powerful. If you do this every day, you're going to see fruit in your children's lives. See, being fruitful is receiving what God is saying and then doing it, bringing things to life. If you see a problem, fix it. That's sowing. But a lot of people, they think that money is going to fix everything. So you got what you have is people on the faith begins where the Word of God is known. So people have faith for what they've been hearing about God. They won't take time to study the Lord on their own. And then, it's common for preachers to get people to pay tithes. They want to see the people blessed. Well, you're going to need a whole lot of money if you're going to be foolish. But if you start learning, it'll be easier for you to believe God, and it'll also be easier for you to prosper, not just in money, but in all things. Remember, the spiritual prosperity and the learning prosperity, if you're in a state of learning all the time, the healing process of God, the tailor-made healing process of God is forming you, and it's going to enrich you, and you're going to make pure decisions. You're not going to make flighty decisions that cost you more money. You're not going to be a big spender. You'll be an accurate spender. You'll buy what's most necessary. and you'll take care of it, and you won't have to buy the same thing over and over again. My mother used to always say, you can't get rich buying the same things all the time. You buy what will propel you. You buy things that's going to help you. You know, it's just the way it is. Kenneth Copeland once said that you can give a man $10, he might start a business. Another man, you give him $10, he'll go buy lunch. You see the difference. Some people have a business idea and that $10 will help them towards it. The wisdom of God will give you the difference. Some people think about right now, all the time, how I feel, what does my flesh want? Instead of buying something off the dollar menu and until you can get on your feet, go and do something towards something that's going to make you stronger. That's where the wisdom of God comes in. And when you have it, you can do greater things. And the Holy Spirit loves you. He'll guide you in all truth. You'll be able to do things that you've never seen before if you follow God. If you pay attention to what he's talking about. I love his word. I love the way he does things, the way he speaks, what he has to say. I love doing things God's way. I learn something every time I do. And I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to know what God is talking about. Now, as you grow and go forward in the Lord doing what he says do, you're going to find yourself in a better condition. And it's enjoyable. And it gives people hope. It eliminates confusion. It takes people forward. And people can see and judge when things are going right. Now, another thing that happens when you do things God's way, you have a voice. You have people's attention. You have an audience that will hear you. Some people will believe all kinds of things, but when a person of strong character say something, they have to realize, hey, this is important. And your name, what you do in life, it gives people a reference. If you do things God's way often enough, people are going to want to hear what you have to say. But if you do things foolishly, they're not going to take you serious. When you talk about the important things of God, they'll make light of it. But if your life has character, when you speak, you'll have a voice. They'll have to take you serious because they know that you have a strong track record. And that's how it is. We have the choice of going forward or backwards. And the Lord loves us. And I know he'll help anybody that's sincere and want to know him. And I thank God for that. Bearing fruit, very important. Very enjoyable and easier than the unfruitful works of darkness. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.